Blog Talk Radio.
Health, finance, mental, physical.
Welcome to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. Health by Design is the radio program of Alpha Health Ministry, which will focus on health education and personal health improvement by covering various health and wellness topics designed to educate, elevate, and inspire people to take control of their health and well-being. This is a Christian radio program which adheres to biblical-based principles designed to promote a healthy spirit, soul, and body. Now welcome your host, Minister Sarette Sands.
Lord, I need thee, oh, I need thee to take away this pain and misery. Cause God, I just can't do this by myself. I need help.
Well, welcome to the broadcast today, radio listening audience. I am your host, Sarette Sands. And you know, God wants you whole in every area of your life. I hope you believe that today, beloved. Well, it is so. And I tell you, we're coming to you today. We're live. We're broadcasting all the way live from sunny South Florida. And we just thank God for what he is doing in this season, in this hour. I tell you, of course, this is Men's Health Month. We're talking about the men. We're reaching out to the men. We're speaking to you, sir, gentlemen. Young man, middle-aged, older man, we're speaking to you. Get up. Wake up. Don't still sleep. Don't keep sleeping. Just wake up. Today we got something to share with you. We have something to impart from the throne room today. We just want to bless you in some way because it's your month. I tell you, hopefully all you fathers had a wonderful Father's Day last week, even aspiring fathers. Fathers in ministry, just different types of fathers. I tell you, but there's no father like our Father God. Our Father God, he is so awesome, so wonderful, and it's for him that we breathe and we have our being. Well, I tell you, we're not going to spend a lot of time today. We're not going to take so much of your time of today. I'm just going to give you a little bit of information. I want to tell you, radio listening guests, you better call somebody. Have him dial in because we have a very special guest on today, a man of God. He would just say, just call me man of God, Evangelist Tony Gordon, TGM International. And we just thank God for this man of God. He's come on and represent the men this month. He's come on standing in the gap for you men. I tell you, this is a man who cries out his heart asking for the Lord to just wake up the men to really impart. He's here to impart into you and the women too. I tell you, even if you want to stand in the gap for your husband, your loved one, your son, your uncle, your brother, I'm standing in the gap for all those today that represent. I tell you, we just believe in blessing people, health evangelism, just reaching out into community. We want you to come out also on Monday, Miramar Executive Center. Please meet me there at 6:30 on Monday so that we can discuss the plans that God has for you and the purposes of God that he has for you in your life and for your well-being and for your future and the expected end. Amen. Don't walk around trying to decide what's going to happen for you in the future. You can come up with a game plan today and execute that plan and the vision shall come to pass. I tell you, you can go ahead and quote me on that. Okay. So we're going to take a quick break from our announcer. We're going to come back. I just want to give you just a little bit of information, and we're going to go right into our broadcast. I tell you, I'm excited today. Please have someone call in. You don't want to miss this. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Well, welcome back, radio listening audience. I'm your host, Sarette Sands. You know, God wants you whole in every area of your life. I hope you believe that today, beloved. I tell you, we're talking about men's health. What is God's plan? plan. Let's talk to the men today. Again, we have a powerful evangelist, a man of God, is on today to impart into you a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge on what you need to do in this season. I just want to let you know that, you know, of course, you know, the reason why we're here, you know, men need to pay more attention to their health as compared to women. They're more likely, traditionally speaking, to smoke or drink or do those things that are unhealthy, or perhaps make unhealthy choices. Men are more risk takers, take risks, and so forth. I know you might say some women are too, but men traditionally, by nature, put off regular checkups, avoid getting medical care. So we want to encourage the men today to even take care of your mental health, you know, to be able to strengthen yourself mentally as well as physically and spiritually. And, you know, there's some conditions, of course, that specifically affect men, such as prostate cancer, low testosterone, and other major conditions and health conditions that are unique to men. We want to address those as well, you know, during your time of getting understanding and getting knowledge and wisdom and then taking action, because we know that we can prevent these diseases and disease states, if men are treated properly at early diagnosis, take on a healthy diet, get exercise, and you can turn it around, man. You can turn this around. You can reach your health goals, and also as well as take care of your mental and your physical health and well-being. And so this is what we want to talk to you today about. We're going to get ready to go right into the broadcast. We have, like I said, a dynamic man of God on the broadcast today. Evangelist Tony Garden, welcome to the broadcast today. How are you?
Very well. Thank you for having me. It's an honor and a privilege to be here.
Well, bless God, man of God. I know that you have a word in your bosom for the men today. We're going to let you be able to come in your own way and address the men and just, you know, tell us what is laid on your heart today to talk about, and we're just going to let you be able to flow in that.
Well, Dr. Sands, like I said, I'm very grateful to God for you, for what you're doing. I don't know much anybody else feel about it, but I do feel a special connection because recently I discovered that I have diabetes, the first, you know, early stage of it. So, you know, I am very interested to learn more how to change the way I eat, the things that I intake, you know. All of that's important because, you know, for me, I don't think God is ready for me to leave this earth. And I can say the same for a lot of for a lot of men. There's a lot more work that we need to do here. You can only do the work of God on this earth in your physical body. So, you know, we got to take care of that. So important that we take the responsibility and treat ourselves and treat our bodies correctly, because if we don't, then it's going to affect the way we live. You know, we could be healthy or we could be unhealthy. So, and that's our choice. Honestly, I think it's our choice, you know, the way that we eat. So, you know, I want to talk about diabetes a little bit today, and I like to kind of pose a lot of questions to you, doctor, because, you know, this is my first time, you know, with this kind of disease. And I think there's a lot of men out there who have and would like to know, you know, the kinds of diabetes that's out there. So, doctor, what kind of diabetes are there do we have out there?
Well, thank you. Thank you, my brother, today. And thank you for being on the broadcast as well. I appreciate your encouragement, your encouraging words. I appreciate that you appreciate what we're doing. I appreciate that you support what we're doing. And you're going to, you know, be one of those persons that help to spread the word, and we call it more like a movement than just a time one point in time where we're coming before the people. We want to continue to expand and grow, and our vision is for healthy communities, for those communities that look like the intentional what God had planned even back from the Garden of Eden. God had intended for man to look a certain way, and to had a plan and a purpose and designed that. And it's all about getting us back there to the new Adam that he had planned for us from the beginning. Mm-hmm. I tell you, he planned this. Don't make no mistake about it. You're not here by accident or incident. You're here by design, purposes, and protocol and understanding. But to answer your question today, There are three types of diabetes that we generally look at in the arena of the health field and health and wellness. We will be talking about gestational diabetes. We will address type 1 and type 2. Okay, so gestational diabetes, just by the way it sounds, is just diabetes that would occur in and around the time of pregnancy. As we know, when a woman is pregnant, there's certain metabolic changes that take place in her body and things that will shift how she her endocrine levels, her hormone levels, and all those things. Remember, you know, we're uniquely and wonderfully designed individuals, designed by Christ, our Father, and by that design, health by design, is that you're designed to function a certain way. But then, of course, you know, the body is going to react to different physical situations and circumstances quite naturally. Of course, there's type 1, which is insulin-dependent diabetes, and there's type 2, which is non-insulin-dependent diabetes. That means type 2, as we discussed some time in our broadcast, and certainly during Diabetes Education Month, we go in depth into this. And type 2 means that your pancreas are still functioning to produce some insulin in order to be able to regulate glucose levels in the bloodstream. So in type 2, your pancreas is still releasing insulin an adequate amount enough to produce a reaction to glucose so that we can bring glucose into the normalized level of glucose. By the way, glucose has to get into the cells in order to be able to give the energy and the function and the process that are needed for the cell metabolic process. Glucose floating around in excess in the bloodstream, just floating around like with no purpose, not getting into the cells, it becomes a danger and a risk because, again, you're uniquely designed. That is the way you're designed. So long story short, gestational diabetes will be affecting women in around the time of pregnancy because of metabolic changes. And, again, diabetes simply is a condition of disease of this state, and it could be considered a disease state whereby your body, the insulin, the glucose that's circulating in your body, and you know many things, glucose is not a bad word, but excess glucose, of course, you know, glucose comes from carbs or you know, simple sugars. It's another word for sugar, and the most simplest form of sugar. So the glucose in itself circulating around in the bloodstream is what will produce a condition we call diabetes because it excess sugar floating around glucose, particularly in the bloodstream, that is not getting regulated or modulated or doing the function and purpose of what it was designed to do when it goes into your body. By the way, the brain does need a level of glucose. That's why sometimes if you haven't eaten anything or you drink a sugar drink or you see a kid sit there hyperactive, because a lot of times they haven't eaten, they're just eating candy and sugar, it goes to the brain. So the brain does grab glucose. There's a function for glucose, but not for too much glucose. So type gestational diabetes, type 1 and type 2 are the basic types of diabetes. Thank you. Amen.
What about 3? What's that? Is there level 3?
Okay. Again, the question was, what are the types of diabetes that there are? There is gestational diabetes, type 1, and type 2 diabetes. And when you say type 3, what exactly do you mean when you say type 3? Because there are gestational, type 1, and type 2.
Okay, so there's no 3. I got you then. All right.
Okay,
so,
I just wanted to make sure.
Okay. What are some of the cures once a person starts developing diabetes? What are some of the prevention or cure, rather?
Yes. So by way of cure, and that's what we aim to do to educate, we are having a diabetes prevention education a discussion on Monday night if everyone would come out so we can get more in depth in this. By way of prevention and education, right now, Your best defense is a healthy diet and exercise, eating right and exercising.
Right.
What happens pretty much if we wanted to be really simple, although we won't always be simple, but sometimes, we can be. And matter of fact, there was a Dr. Holder was on about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I invite, you know, listeners and everyone to please listen to that particular broadcast. Just go into www.blogtalkradio.com/, www.blogtalkradio.com/alphahealth and look at that podcast, which was about 2 or 3 weeks ago, where we had Dr. Holder, because she gave a very good overview of how we can turn things around. Basically, the American diet has shifted, actually, for the worse. Unfortunately, we have more food that we want. We can eat what we want. We can eat fast. We can go wherever we want to do. We can do what we do, our own thing, so to speak. They would say, do your thing, do what you want to do. But it has not been for our benefit. The larger size of drinks, the larger size of fries, the larger size of the plate. Okay, so where's all that going? Okay, so what you want? So what are you going to do? Go in and take all this food in, and guess what? You eat the food, you swallow it, and what has to come forth and try to go after that food? Insulin now has to really go and work. Oh, your pancreas and your liver and the organs now have to work overtime and really hustle. Now, I will say in defense of those who say, well, you know, my mama had diabetes, father had diabetes, or whoever. There is a genetic component, or a gene component, or like I said, passed down in your genes, so to speak, that kind of thing. There is a component there, you know, hereditary component is what we're looking for to say, and so there is a component there. Of a hereditary component that you know, because of the gene structure and whatnot. There is, however, a metabolic component because we're oversizing, upsizing, and overeating. You remember, you know, as we talk about here on this program, we talk about the original plan and blueprint that God had for man. And if you look at it, he actually did say, eat of the fruit and the best. He said, eat of the fruit of the tree and you eat of the vegetables. He really didn't mention meat in the beginning. We didn't say that he later on didn't condemn it, but he didn't mention that you would eat meat. You eat more fruits and vegetables. And the reason why, you know, we've come to even, and matter of fact, a lot of times science is just catching up with what the Bible already knew. What we've come to find out is that our body doesn't really even process meat that well, and fats and a lot of excess sugars and all those kind of things. So it actually is designed to process because when you eat a fresh, take a leaf of spinach or a leaf of collard green. I mean, nothing was really, I was talking about soul food. The collard green was okay. So we won't knock the good old soul collard green, but the fat back and all that other stuff, you're going to left it out. But there's nothing wrong with the green vegetable, okay? So we get that, we straighten that out. It might taste good now. But, you know, and Dr. Holder addressed that too, because we talk about things tasting good, and everything that's good to you may not be good for you. But anyhow, about by way of prevention, the reason why, you know, if you look at the plate, if someone also goes to the nutritionist, or they have been diagnosed with prediabetes, there's something called prediabetes, by the way. That's the only other thing that we maybe didn't mention. You know, but prediabetes is not a diagnosis of diabetes. It is you're looking at your numbers, because right now, so since we mentioned that, right now, traditionally your glucose levels non-fasting need to be between 70 and 120. If you wake up in the morning, you haven't eaten nothing past midnight at night, you wake up and go out and buy your blood glucose screening testing device, which you can do that. You don't have to wait to go to the doctor's office. Go and buy that, and we have a program that we also have available to you, a Health of Choice program, a Fresh Start program, where we help you through all that. But you go and get your device, and you check your blood sugar fasting in the morning. You should get a reading, traditionally speaking, between 70 and 120. If you get over 120, traditionally speaking, you're diabetic. You will be considered a diabetic at that point. Not borderline, because remember, now borderline numbers have been decreased. Now, in order, you must fasting must be below 99 now. You don't have the liberty anymore to just, you know, you have a little bit more wiggle room in there. But what I'm seeing now in health and wellness and health education and health management is there's a trend towards optimal health and optimal management. No longer like just allowance of just saying, well, this person is borderline. Now you've shifted over some now, so you don't have the liberty, because what happens is it's based on studies and information that show time after time that if we go above these numbers, the incident and prevalence of disease is more. So just to answer your question, because you basically just want to talk about prevention, so by way of prevention today, because you know, I can go a little bit more into what I was going into, because there's a lot, you know, and again, that's why we dedicate whole segments to this topic alone. But to go by way of prevention, we do find that even if a person is borderline diabetic or either pre-diabetic or maybe just got a basic diagnosis, you know, of you know, initial stages, but they haven't really had any major issues in terms of, you know, the numbers are going higher. Because if you get numbers, I mean, when people are really uncontrolled, you get the numbers can go pretty high, and it gets a little scary. Not to frighten anybody, because what you don't want to do is have all that circulating glucose in your blood system, because it produces a load, a very heavy load, and that's why you find that uncontrolled diabetes leads to issues with renal diseases and all those kind of things, because of the load, the glucose load is too heavy for the kidneys to filter out all of that glucose. And then there's some issue with the circulating glucose, and then with your brain, you can literally put yourself to sleep. You know, we won't have time to cover that. But in terms of by way of prevention, eating right, diet, and exercise is the best form of prevention that we have right now. And if you look at the nutritionist, if you go to the nutrition, or if you're pre-diabetic or diabetic, if they give you a meal plan, they're going to give you a plate. We talked about that circular plate before, where you're going to divide that plate in half. Take a half of a 360 around. You're going to divide it up, and half of that plate is going to be fruits and vegetables, or let's just say vegetables on one plate. If you're eating like a dinner meal, for example, all half vegetables, and then maybe a little bit of component of starch, maybe a quarter. You take the next half, and divide that into a quarter starch, and maybe a quarter protein. You know, you notice you say protein, a lean meat, or what have you, a lean meat of your choice. If you're going to have a protein, I mean, if you want to go as far as, you know, into the vegan or vegetarian, and we'll talk about that, because I'm also, I do, many are not vegan or vegetarians. I'm not necessarily promoting that. But remember, you can get your protein sources not only from meat. So just keep that in mind. You can make some nice flavorful dishes that will be not meat-based, per se. But if you have a breast of chicken, or a nice breast, okay, that's fine. Evangelist, I hope that you know, we address that.
You are loaded. You are absolutely loaded with information. I mean, Jesus, you are definitely an answer to the body of Christ. And I hope that everybody out there listening would take notice to this woman of God. She is loaded, folks. You know. So, what about exercise? Tell the man just a little bit of the exercise that we need to do. Just a little bit.
Okay, so thank you, late radio audience. I think what we're going to do today, I think my announcer wants to make an announcement. We're going to go ahead and you know, let the announcement go forth, and then we're going to come back and talk about exercise because I tell you, we get so excited. Radio audience, I hope you're tuned in. I hope you're listening. I hope you tell someone about this. You know, this is the Health Body Design Radio Program. I'm your host, and we'll be right back. This is Red Sam. We'll be right back. Praise God.
Amen.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Well, welcome back, radio listening audience. How are you today? I pray all is well. You're being blessed. You're being blessed by the broadcast. I hope that you're listening in. I hope you tell somebody, like I used to say, tell Lottie Dottie and everybody. This is for you. We got man of God, Evangelist Tony Garden is on this morning. He's just being transparent. He's just talking to you, straight talk. I think what he's trying to convey to you men and women of God, and we're speaking to our men primarily, if you're a month, he's just trying to tell you, you know, hey, let's just get real. Let's just take the hat mask off. Let's just take the hat off or whatever it is, the title, lay the title down for a minute, and let's just talk about our health, and let's just get the information and the well-being, because this is what we want to convey, we want to impart to the body of Christ, that your temple, because it says your temple is what? What is what they said about the temple, Evangelist? No, you're not.
Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit.
It's a temple of God. I'm getting excited about that.
Yeah, he needs a body to function out of. You know what I'm saying?
Just basically, right? So you're not even speaking in tongues today, Evangelist. You're not giving a heavy message, which you can. You just want to be just real talk, huh?
This is a heavy message. I need the information that you got. This is a heavy message for me. You know, speaking in tongues is a light message right now. I need some knowledge. I need somebody to tell me something. This is it.
Thank you, Jesus. You know, so I hope
the men are listening.
Yes, please. And listen to the podcast if you missed it. You can listen over and over again. Just go to the site there. We give the information again. But we were talking about, diabetes education and prevention. Again, we want you to come out on Monday, please. At least spread some interest in coming out and give us a call. Be there. So we'll be out to see you and reach you on Monday. But by way of, to talk a little bit more and last bit of, we're getting ready to close. We tell you we have such a good time. We run out of time here, but you wanted me to talk a little bit more about exercise. Exercise is a very important topic. I am practicing. I do have a practice, specialty pharmacy practice, where we address various disease states, including HIV, HIV management, and various other immune disease states. And so all these topics are relevant because persons who may have one condition, it's not just that one. I mean, some people, thank God, we praise God because we speak health to you, my brother and sister. We speak health and wellness to you today. But we know that that's not the story for everybody at the moment. There are some people that are struggling with health issues,
right,
and health concerns.
Right.
And I'm here to tell you that thank God for health and thank God for even if you have an incident that you have to address,
hallelujah,
that, address that. But hallelujah, I'm here to tell you that there are people that are struggling with multiple, just, I don't know if that's any consolation to you, but multiple conditions, multiple disease states. What we want to do is we want to try to address people in a manner and talk to them in a manner that by way of health and information improvement, what can we do? So you ask about exercise. So I need to meet you where you are. So I need to tell you today that if you're doing nothing, just start doing something. Because I have to start right there, because before I can send you to the gym and have you work out and build muscle mass and do weight training and do all of these things and do cardio, I need to just get you moving. I just need to get you up out of the chair. If you're sitting, if you're going to work and you're standing up, just stretch. Go ahead and stand up. Take time during the day and just stand up and stretch your body. Touch your toes. Go to the top. Lift your arms up. Do what we used to call 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, up, down, okay? Then on your break, go walking. Try to find a way to go walking. And some people say, well, can't I just walk around the house? I'm walking around the house. I put some clothes in the washing machine. Yeah, well, I'd rather you do that than nothing. But let me tell you that in order to really get the walking that you need to make a difference, you need to walk 20 minutes a day, and preferably 3 to 5 times a week. Because what you have to do is you have to do consistent pacing, because you have to pace yourself to get your heart rate up. You cannot just walk for 5 or 10 minutes and sit down. Now I tell you, start where you are, because, of course, wisdom says if you have a heart condition or what have you, first of all, if you're under doctor's care, go ahead and get his permission or just let them know, doc, I'm going to go walking, whatnot. I don't think there's hardly any physician. But they may tell you, I need you to start with 10 minutes, 15 minutes. But generally, you want to work your way up to 15 minutes of walking a day. If you start doing that, and by the way, we have the Health by Design Wellness program, which we're helping to encourage the community. If you need somebody to partner with, you need a buddy or somebody else to partner with, we're going to do that. So we're running out of time advantage. You know, I'm going to let you have the parting words, what you want to say. I hope that something that we said today would help.
Well, listen, man, if you're out there, I want you to tune in next week and as we come back to you to talk about your health. Look, start somewhere, the doctor said. Get up, let's get moving, start eating right, change our diet. God will do the rest. God bless you.
God bless you. Amen. And we'll be back next week. Until next time, be blessed.
Thank you for tuning in to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. We pray that this program has ministered to your spirit, soul, and body. If you would like more information about this radio program or would like to request Minister Sands for speaking engagements, call 954-292-4891. If you would like more information about products or services offered by Alpha Health Ministries, visit our website at alphahealthrx.com. Again, that's alphahealthrx.com. And remember, Alpha Health would love to partner with you. So if you have products or services that you feel would benefit our listening audience, please don't hesitate to give us a call. And let us leave you with this final thought, 3 John 1:2. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers.